Good day. This is the Farm Market News Afternoon Show, broadcast number 286 for Friday, February 27th. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. Today's Futures Canada canola market was up Friday as a rally in Chicago soy oil and month-end positioning provided support. Canola was up $5 to $7, the May contract up $5.20 at $468.60 per ton. The sharp gains in soy oil, which was up nearly a penny per pound in the May contract, were beneficial for crush margins, and the resulting commercial demand was a feature in canola. Some light speculative buying interest was also noted, although canola was running into some resistance from a chart standpoint and ended off its highs for the day. Scale-up farmer selling also helped temper the advances, although many growers are still thought to be bullish on the market and keeping to the sidelines. The large South American soybean crop overhanging the global oilseed markets was another bearish influence. Milling wheat, durum, and barley were all untraded. In the U.S., soybeans, corn, and wheat were all mostly higher as traders positioned themselves on the last trading day of the month. Soybeans were down 2 cents to up 4, the May contract up 4 at 10.30 per bushel. Ongoing concerns over the truckers' strike in Brazil remained a key driver in the soy market, with many routes from the countryside to export positions still blocked, despite signs that movement was improving in other areas of Brazil. Soy oil, it led to the upside in the bean complex, with gains in crude oil and palm oil behind some of the strength there. However, the meal side of the equation was slightly softer, and that tempered the gains in beans to some extent. Expectations for big U.S. plantings this spring also weighed on the new crop months. Wheat futures, they're 5 to 15 cents higher, the May wheat contract in Chicago up 11 at 5.12 per bushel. Forecasts calling for very cold temperatures across much of the Midwest were bullish for wheat as the freezing conditions could cause damage in any areas without sufficient snow cover. Reports that Russian wheat exports were being curbed by the tariffs imposed at the beginning of February were also supportive, although U.S. wheat does remain overpriced in the global market. Corn is 2 to 3 cents higher, the May contract up 3 at $3.91 per bushel. Corn was largely a follower today, taking direction from wheat and soybeans amid an absence of any real fresh news of its own. Ideas that Chinese demand is starting to slow down did keep a lid on the corn market, keeping it range-bound overall. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Friday, February 27th. In Winnipeg for Farm Market News, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.